106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky Aaron with you. And it is that time, vinyl selection. If you're new around here, this is how it works. We spin an entire album, open to close, with commentary, a different album every weekend. The album in question right now, which we are kicking off, it is Bruce Springsteen's Night Moves, which arrived October 22nd, 1976. Now, a lot of people like to classify Bob as a poor man's Bruce Springsteen, which is not very accurate if you think about it. It is funny, though, to look at this album in comparison with Springsteen's Born to Run. It released about a year after Born to Run, and it really made Bob Seger an overnight sensation. Now, he was not a stranger to his hometown of Detroit. He'd been, you know, playing live shows and putting out albums without the Silver Bullet Band before that. But this is when the rest of the country, the rest of the world, kind of caught on to him. Keep it going on the title track, Night Moves.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few...
106.9 The Eagle, Fire Down Below, Bob Seger from Night Moves, covering the entire album. Right now, it is Bob Seger, and I mentioned a lot of people like to draw comparisons to Bruce Springsteen when talking about Bob Seger, and there is a reason for that. They around the same time, and in that 70s, there were a lot of thematic elements in both of their albums, Born to Run, plus this one, Night Moves. Actually, Bob Seger was doing an interview with the Austin American Statesman. He said, I was influenced in the early 70s by the narrative songwriters that came along. The James Taylors, the Kris Kristofferson's, the Jackson Browns. I guess I was real inspired by the way they wrote, so a lot of our hits ended up being very narrative. There's a lot of stuff that we do that is pure energy, too, but those weren't the hits. And when he mentions that energy, that's key, because this was his first LP with the Silver Bullet Band and the Muscle Shoals rhythm section getting on this song. And that energy very much felt in this song, Sunburst. A 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky Aaron with you. It is Vinyl Selection, spinning the entire Night Moves album. Bob Seger, 1976, and the second biggest single from the album, after the title track, of course, about an exotic dancer in his hometown at a dive bar. Just wants to watch her walk on by. It's Main Street. Bob Seger, Come to Papa, 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. It is Vinyl Selection, spinning the entire Night Moves album. And, you know, at the time, Bob Seger had just basically caught his first taste of really mass success with Live Bullet, which was the concert album recorded in Detroit's Cabo Hall. But at that very same time, he was busy with the Silver Bullet Band, as well as the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, writing and recording this album. And it was this album that ultimately would make him an overnight success, like I mentioned. Not in Detroit, particularly. I mean, people knew him in Detroit. He'd been playing bars for half his life since he was 16. He was 30 when he was writing and recording this album. But worldwide, yes. And there's a reason for that. A lot of people considered him a rock and roll icon at the time. And he deserved it, man. Look at the title track in Night Moves. I mean, it's in bar anthem, retrospectively looking at Main Street. Fantastic song that really brings feelings and emotion to people and perspective. But this album is littered with odes to his rock and roll American teenage upbringing. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, The Fire Down Below. Keeping the album going, Ship of Fools.
Tell me quick.
106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. That was Ship of Fools, Vinyl Selection, spinning the entire 1976 Night Moves album. And I think the best way to sum up this album is the way it was summed up in Rolling Stone magazine when they reviewed it in 1977, January 13th, 1977, which I very much recommend if you can pull up that article. It's worth your time. Saying, Seger is a romantic in search of an adolescent conception of love, which has always eluded him. He can laugh at his condition or try to exercise it, but most of the time he rubs at it like an old wound. All of these are songs of reminiscence. For Seger, above all, is a survivor. With the closing track, it is Mary Lou. Have a great night. Appreciate you hanging out. We'll do it all up again next weekend. I'll see you Monday.